Well, Steve, you must be tearing your hair out wondering why you didn't at least get a point out of that game.
Well, if you think we should only have a point, you must have turned up with 10 to go. Mm. We've dominated, haven't we, for long periods. We've hit the woodwork, they've hit it off the line. We've had a succession of chances. They break away in a minute from half time, and then, we're pushing everyone forward in injury time for the when they get the second, so we're discounting that. But, you know, it's pretty hard to take with the two home performances against Watford and Brentford. We should have 6 points. We've got nothing to show for it, but we just surely cannot keep missing the chances that we missed today.
Is it too simple to say about that it is about taking your chances, particularly as you go higher up the league?
Well, of course, football's about goals win matches, isn't it? And Brentford have come and they've nicked a win, haven't they? And we'd accept for nipping a win, but we have to earn our points. And the performance was super. It was magnificent from start to finish. But I don't include the striking department, not because we missed a succession of chances, not just strikers, but midfield players as well. And you can't miss those type of chances and win a football match.
I mean, you hit the frame of the goal 3 times, and that's unlucky to do it 3 times in a game.
Well, I think it's unlucky. I'm looking at a forward area. When you miss chances, you're going to look at the chances you miss. Some of the passages you play was wonderful. A lot of the things we work on the training ground was great. We had great energy levels. If that's the standard, and we said before Watford was the standard, then we do all right. But we're crying out desperately for someone to put the ball in the net. You know, we brought Matt Derbyshire in today, and he misses 3. So it's hard to take tonight. But we'll go back on the training ground on Monday and start again. That's all we can do.
It's mixed emotions, isn't it? Because obviously you're upset not having won, but actually you're pleased at the performance in many ways.
Well, I'm delighted with the performance, but I'd be more delighted if we're winning games. That's the two home games. The last two games are particularly hard to take, you know, Watford and today, because I don't think there's a man in the stadium, and if Brentford people say anything else, I'd be dismayed. They've been absolutely battered from start to finish, and they've gone away with a victory. I think they've had a little bit of assistance from a referee, who I thought was poor all day. Seems to be every time we have him is poor. I'm not questioning integrity, but maybe if he's bad games in 5 years, we have him 5 times, I don't know. And what he adds at the end is embarrassing. There's 5 minutes for a stoppage. There's 5 substitutions. There's a yellow card to a goalkeeper where it takes about a minute and a half and he adds 8. So, but, you know, it looked as if probably at one point today it wouldn't matter if we had 20 minutes, we wouldn't have scored.
And compounding it all, is your injuries are starting to pile up? I mean, you've always had a problem with injuries and they're continuing to pile up. Craig Morgan are not available for you,
too. Yeah, Craig Morgan will be back for 2 weeks' time. Don't be start saying there's injuries here. There's no. We've got 3 players that we documented saying they'll be back after today. Could have probably paid out a push. We need those players back. They're big players for us. But, you know, we get to the window. We've got 6 points. We believe it should be 12. Certainly the performances are good, so we need to finish those performances by scoring goals.
Is there any more business to be done before the transfer window finishes? I know you've been after players, obviously you have.
Well, we've been after a host of strikers. You know, the boy Preston, the boy went to Middlesbrough from Chelsea. We've been after a host of strikers, but they have to want to come, don't they?
And they're just not willing to come at the moment. How
well,
difficult...
don't start making something that's not there. No, so if you start nonsense like that, I'll stop talking to you.
No, I'm just
saying. Don't say nonsense like that. All right, the boy had a choice in Middlesbrough. We asked, he said he's going to Middlesbrough. That's right, what I'm saying to you. Okay. So don't make something up that's not there.
How difficult is it to get to... How difficult out there is it to bring people in the market?
Well, it's difficult to get people that's better than what we got. We're not going to sign people that's no better than what we got. So you make a crisis, that's what BBC do with us, don't they?
I didn't make crisis.
Okay, thank you, bye.